Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here with Wild Child, and welcome back to my podcast. As some of you probably already know, social media can be a blessing and a curse, right? It's like a double-edged sword. Social media can be used for a lot of good things, like marketing a business. That's predominantly what I used to use it for prior to a horse splattering my brains all over the place. Social media, there are people who make their entire incomes off of just what they post as content creators and influencers and all of this. It can be very good for connecting with friends that you may not live very close to, or you may not see very often, or maybe you just haven't seen in, I don't know, years. It can be great for inspiring people, raising awareness to big real-world topics. There's a lot of use that social media can have, right? But on the other side of things, social media can also be very depressing and damaging, right? You know, if you piss off one person, then before you know it, everyone's coming at you like you're a fucking rabid monster. And you're like, whoa, what's going on here? And then you have to figure out how to mentally handle all of the hate you're receiving, and just because you offended somebody. You know, social media can sometimes just like grab you, and before you know it, you're just stuck in social media 24/7, right? Kids these days, I've noticed, are just plastered to their phones and they cannot get rid of that social media just because it's their lives, right? And it kind of damages the brain, because now all of a sudden the internet is doing all the thinking for the human, and the human has no critical thinking skills whatsoever. Social media is a real big confidence bust or confidence booster sometimes, because, you know, you see all these pictures of, you know, people who look absolutely perfect with their thin bodies doing, you know, living all these wonderful lifestyles. But at the end of the day, the one thing with social media is it's all filters, it's all fake, it's all what people want you to see of their lives and of their world, right? So, you know, you spend a lot of time comparing yourself. Oh, well, that girl's prettier, she's skinnier, why aren't I that way? Or, oh, you know, this couple is living a perfect, wonderful, happy life, when you don't realize that behind the scenes, maybe that photo of that girl was edited so she looks thinner. Or maybe that couple, the reason they post so many pictures is because they're trying to hide the fact that they're miserable beneath the surface, right? So social media is a huge game of comparison and faking your life, essentially, because some people, it really is just faking their life. And so, you know, they're trying to broadcast something that they really aren't, and that can really backfire when you're like, oh my god, I've been following this person forever, and then you have the chance to meet them in person and you're like, holy shit, you're like totally different. Right after my accident, and if you guys want to scroll through my page, you'll see it more in depth, I tried to jump right back into social media, right? Because for the longest time, social media was a part of my identity, right? I spent so much time planning my posts, scheduling my posts, in order to market my business. And then I was no longer running the business, and will most likely not be running it for I don't know how long, maybe even forever. And so then I was like, well, shit, now what do I do with all my free time? And in my brain, I'm like, well, you know, make more posts. And so I kind of just jumped right back into it. And then I realized that wasn't a very good idea, as some people quite literally want my head on a wall. And I was going into it with like absolutely no strategy whatsoever, just randomly, you know, posting bits of my life. And I realized very quickly that is not what I should have been doing. You know, I should have been, I don't know, reading a book or attending physical therapy, or I don't know, just working on my recovery after a near fatal accident would have been a smart idea, right? You know, but me being me, I'm like, oh, well, let's show the world and see if we can inspire people. And again, it backfired. You know, and so then I just decided I was going to take a few months off, take a break from social media, just completely delete it from all of my technological devices, and just figure out a little bit of myself, who I am, focus on my recovery, so that, you know, my brain could actually heal, and so that I could, you know, wasn't going to face the risk of ending up in a wheelchair again, you know, because that's important. You know, and just kind of brainstorming either where I wanted to go with social media, or if I even had a purpose for it anymore, because to be honest with you, it ended up becoming really, really, really nice when, you know, I wasn't constantly looking at my phone like, oh, well, what did this person say, or yada, 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 or just wondering, you know, if my posts were reaching the audience that I wanted them to. And at the end of the day, you know, it was kind of just really nice not having them constantly. And so I debated even coming back to social media, actually. And then one of my really, really good friends is like, well, you should. You know, I really like your content, if not for the fact that it inspires people. And so I thought that I would bring a different spin to it and be like, oh, well, why don't I, you know, use it to inspire people or make people laugh, share my lifestyle, and, you know, see if I can reach a wider audience and help a wider audience while still keeping things centered around the animals, the horses, et cetera, et cetera. And so I kind of came up with a real nice strategy to do it. I've planned a bunch of posts so that we can kind of just like jump right into this for you guys. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. I'm going to be entirely honest with you guys in that the podcast is kind of going to become something more based around like a comedic standpoint, I guess. You know, it's going to be sharing a lot of funny stories about animals or life or just things in general, because I want to genuinely make people laugh and make people, I don't know, feel good, see things a little bit differently, from a different perspective. So that's kind of where the podcast is going. I know it used to be like life lessons from the horse, and while those are all still important, I feel like a lot of my stuff is always so serious, which is kind of funny because I'm really not the most serious person, outside of work and being professional. You know, I tend to have a lot of dark humor and sarcasm, and I kind of hide that from the business. So by turning the podcast into something that's a little bit more comedic and makes people laugh and kind of just enjoy themselves in the moment, I feel like that is very smart for the podcast. As for the others, honestly, man, they're kind of just going anywhere. You know, I want to help people. I want to inspire people. You know, I just kind of want to show a different side of the world that, you know, people don't always get to see, because people just, you know, they hide behind the screen, they hide behind their persona on the internet, and they don't show their true selves. And so I want to start showing my true self, show people that it's okay to be authentic, it's okay to be you, and that life isn't all, oh, you know, I've got big tits and a thin frame, or, you know, I'm living the most perfect relationship ever, because that's just not how life is. And so that is my goal with social media from here on out. Obviously, I'm still going to have horsey animal content, because I still have horses and dogs, and they are probably the biggest center of my life right now, as the gentleman that I was potentially somewhat, I don't know, in a relationship with for, you know, a year and a half, ditched me and moved to Texas with another girl, because, you know, it works, you know. But the animals are still a big part of my life, so you guys will definitely still see a lot of them, hear a lot about them, as I know that was a big concern for some of y'all. But there's definitely going to be, you know, a lot of comedy and stuff with them too, and just content with them, because at the end of the day, I am a single animal mom who works graveyard shifts at a truck stop, you know, because it's totally safe. So, yeah.